Thanks for coming to the Space Marshal's office so quickly, Mr. Cobley.
Oh, call me Major Tom Marshall. Everybody does. And if you hadn't phoned me, I'd have been over directly anyhow. Me and the other officers of the Ice Miners Fraternal Association agree that we've got a major crisis on our hands. And we wanted to make sure, you being new to the job and all, that you understand just how bad it is.
I think I understand, Major Tom.
I doubt it. Marshal, do you know what happens at 1632 hours GMT tomorrow?
I believe
that's local
when...
sundown at Luna City, son.
And that means
the sun will be down. Be down for 2 weeks. No more sunlight. No more solar power.
Which is why we have an atomic reactor for the city.
But only for the city. Not for the hydrogen distillery. Not for the catalytic cracking plant. Not for the ice mines.
So they shut down for 2 weeks every month.
And what do the men who work all them places do for 2 weeks? Do those ice miners and cat crackers and Adam Jack sit around and play Parcheesi? Heck fire, no!
They'll come
down to Luna City in moon buggies and jump bugs and pogo rockets. Down from Port Goddard and up from Von Brownville and pouring down off the Heinlein Heights. Looking to party. Looking for sympathetic female company. But most of all, looking for liquor. And do you know what they're gonna find, Marshal?
Luna shall be dry.
'Cause this month's liquor supply just crashed down in the Sea of Tranquility. Now you see. So, what are you gonna do about it?
I think that I'm gonna answer the phone. Yes, Rhoda?
Incoming phone call from Earth Marshal Rammer.
Who is it, Rhoda?
United States Senator August Redgrave, parenthesis, Massachusetts, hyphen, Neo-Temperance Party, close parenthesis.
Put him through, Rhoda.
Marshal, this is Senator Redgrave, Massachusetts, Neo-Temperance.
Yes, Senator.
I am ordering you to release my daughter this instant.
That will be difficult, Senator.
Oh, I think I can inspire you to overcome any difficulties, Marshal.
Seeing as how she's not under arrest this instant.
What?
What?
Because she hasn't violated any federal law. The robot freighter went down in the International Lunar Scientific Reserve outside U.S. Trust Territory, and the ship's registry was British. She confesses to knocking the traffic controller unconscious, but...